Good morning. You are listening to B-Side Dreams on BFF.fm with your guest hosts Dan and Greg playing an all vinyl B-sides. And here we go. Let's start with the music.
Well, I'm tired. I should sleep for a while.
Yeah, there's something. Oh, wait.
To be happy again. Give me peace, a little quiet, I'll be happy again. Well, I'm sad, I should laugh at myself, so I'm not sad. Just me, you should expect it by now. Just forget what I said, I was just fooling around. Please don't let me pop out. Don't.
Still and quiet, they've girl spins on the glove. The statues on the bridge had moved on Orpheus Avenue. Winter's coming, you know it. Smell the ozone in the air.
FM, best frequencies forever. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You're listening to B-Side Dreams, the fabulous show normally hosted by Jamie Borshuk. My name is Dan Baber. I'm here with Greg Dubrow. We are filling in for Jamie Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Good morning, Greg. That sounds like a nice TV morning talk show.
Exactly. Idea. From back in my days in Omaha, Nebraska, my old career.
Nice. So we're here this morning to play you nothing but vinyl and nothing but B-sides. We thought we'd be on the theme today. And so you just heard three B-sides, all at 45 RPM. I think we're sticking with 45 RPM for the whole show.
I think so. I've got a couple 12-inch singles, but I'm pretty sure they're all 45.
That's
so
good.
There won't be any
Right, yes. Although sometimes it's fun to play a 45 at 33.
Yeah.
The one you just heard was Death Cab for Cutie. That was Jealousy Rides With Me. That's the B-side to the Soul Meets Body single. A single I bought apparently for 99 cents. I believe I bought it in Richmond, Virginia at Plan 9 Records. And I'm not sure that I've ever spinned that B-side before. I enjoyed that quite a bit, actually. I'm glad I pulled that out last night. Prior to that, we heard A Clientele track. That was from a single that was part of the Merge Records subscription singles club from 2014. Now, I was not cool enough to actually have a subscription to that singles club, but I sought this particular one out on the secondary market. The track you heard was Orpheus Avenue. This is the only place that song appears. The A-side to that is Falling Asleep, which later appeared on the latest Clientele LP, Music for the Age of Miracles. And starting off the show, another one of my absolute favorite bands, Field Music. That was from their single for If Only the Moon Were Up, which is track one on their very first LP. And the B-side, which you heard, was called I'm Tired, which I think later appeared on a CD compilation of B-sides from them. So I think Greg's got a set queued up for us next. What are we gonna start off with?
Well, just as it's a very Dan Baber set to have the Clientele and Field Music in a set,
yeah,
it would be very Greg of me to have REM somewhere in a set. So we're gonna start off with an REM song, and it'll be an entire set of B-side covers. So there you go.
Excellent. Well, you are, as always, listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. It's B-side Dreams. Stay with us.
Thank you.
BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. You're listening to B-Side Dreams with me, your co-host Dan Baber, as well as former major label recording artist Greg Dubrow.
Back so, in the day. Anyway.
That was a great set of music, and only one of those songs had I ever heard before.
Which one?
The R.E.M. one.
Oh, the R.E.M. one. Yeah. Yeah, it was a set of covers, and started with R.E.M. covering their fellow Athens musician friends band Pylon, their song called Crazy. If you ever listen to the original, it's pretty cool too.
I don't think I've heard the original to that one.
Any Pylon stuff is great, but that's a wonderful song. And it's off of the Wendell G single, Wendell G from the Fables of the Reconstruction album.
Very strange to me that Wendell G was an A-side.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Not what I would have expected off of that.
It's just like, well, we got these extra recordings. Let's just figure out some way to get them out. Oh, let's put this song out. We haven't done this one yet.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know. then the Feelies with a Beatles cover, a really amped up, caffeined up version of Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey off of their Higher Ground single.
For a second there, I thought we had that Greg was playing that song somehow too fast.
At 78.
Right. But it's just a really fast run through.
Exactly. And the Posies doing a Chris Bell cover of I Am the Cosmos. Very Greg set because it was a Big Star-related song. You know, Chris Bell solo, but he was in Big Star. R.E.M. and the Feelies, it's about as Greg as you can get in any kind of set.
I assume that was... Big Star was done at that point, right?
Oh, Yeah. Chris Bell left because it had become sort of Alex's band, and Chris was off wanting to do his own thing, plus dealing with addiction and depression and a bunch of stuff. And his I Am the Cosmos solo record, it's a pretty amazing record. It's a lot of emotions on there. You gotta kind of like... be ready to listen to it, but it's pretty incredible.
And what Posies? What was the A side on?
Oh,
that
Feel, which is a Big Star cover. Because you know, for a while, the two guys from the Posies, the two main guys, Jonathan and now I'm blanking on the other guy's name, were playing
Ken.
Yeah, Ken and Jonathan were playing in Big Star when Alex reconstituted the band. So it was Alex and Jody with Ken and John from the Posies.
Nice.
And that's back in the mid-90s. They started playing a whole bunch of shows, and then they kept that going for a while until, sadly, Alex died, and then that kind of ended all that.
Did you see any of those shows?
No, I never got to see it. You know, just circumstance. I just never ended up getting to see it, and like a big bummer right now. I've never seen Alex play live.
Yeah. Well, moving on, I'm going to follow things up. I'm going to keep things going in kind of a rock direction. Another single I completely forgot I had. Sometimes I think, like, to myself, why do I buy 7-inches? I never play them at home. And then it's times like this where it's really great to have a bunch of 7-inches. I think for DJing, it's for one thing, it's a hell of a lot easier than lugging around a bunch of 12-inches. And then playing songs one at a time, that's what the whole DJing thing is all about, said someone in some movie called High Fidelity once, but I think he was talking about meeting girls. Anyway, I've got this Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers single. The A-side is Don't Come Around Here No More. Everybody knows that hit, mega hit song off Southern Accents. The B-side is a track called Trailer, and I, once again, pretty sure last night as I was putting this together, it was the first time I'd ever heard it, played it, and it's a great tune, so... this is BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. B-Side Dreams is the show you're listening to. We are filling in for the fabulous Jamie Borshuk, and you are about to hear Tom Petty and those Heartbreakers. We'll be right back.
guess you could say I'm the population.
Wilco here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. That's a Nick Lowe cover from Wilco called I Love My Label. That's a great cover version of that song. That was the B-side on the I Might single, I Might being a track from the 2011 album The Whole Love. I think the funny thing about them covering that song at that point is, I think at that point they were on their own label, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, it's listed as Anti, but I think it was like they were releasing their own stuff and Anti was distributing it or something like that. I forget the exact chain of events. Yeah, but by that point they were off even Nonesuch.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine them having recorded it in the midst of all the...
The Yankee Hotel Foxtrot stuff. Yeah. That would have been hilarious, yeah. Maybe.
Lingering feelings, maybe.
Let's see. Prior to Wilco, we heard Ryan Adams. That was from a three-track 7-inch called the A-side is Jacksonville, which is a great, great song, and didn't appear on any full length. Ryan Adams has put a ton of singles out on his Pax Am label. I mean, I've tried to pick up as many as I can, but I'm not even close to owning all the ones he's put out just over the last like handful of years. But there's a lot of really great stuff on those singles. I keep hoping he'll put out just like a CD compilation or something of all of them, because there's a lot of great material in there. The song you heard was I Keep Running. That's on the B-side. There's another track on the B-side after that called Walkity Pants, but it is not a serious song. As the title would suggest. And at the start of that set, we heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I apologize. I think there was some serious schmutz in the grooves of that, or else, as you suggested, Greg, it may have just been a bum pressing. I think in one channel we were getting nothing but farts instead of music. I don't think that was intended. But the track you heard was Trailer. And again, that was the B-side to the Don't Come Around Here No More single. And Greg, I think you've got us a picture disc queued up.
I do. I was just thinking, for you aspiring DJs out there, Schmutz in the Grooves, that's available as a show name. I'm just saying. That's there for the taking. We're going to switch gears a little bit. An old picture disc I found a while ago from Peter Gabriel, and I got it just because it was an interesting looking picture disc. Shock the Monkey is the single. And the song itself is called Soft Dog. And to be honest, I didn't listen to it in forever, so I kind of forgot what it sounded like. But I thought, hey, let's play it. It's kind of cool, a little dreamy, a little Peter Gabriel in the early 80s vibe. What was the big one? Before that. It was it was his album.
Security, I think, was the LP. Or it was just one of those self-titled ones. Gabriel 4, whatever you want to call it.
He may have been melting on the cover. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that's Peter Gabriel, and it's a slight change of direction, but let's have a little fun here on BFF.
Excellent. Stay with us. It's B-Side Dreams here on Best Frequencies Forever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM. Best Frequencies Forever. That was a very eclectic set of music there, Greg.
Yes, it was. A little all over the place. But it was, you know, that's community radio, right?
Indeed.
That's what you get when you're not on KFOG or whatever.
That's right. Remind me who that was.
Oh, yeah. Let's do some back announcing, shall we? Started off the set, like I said, with Peter Gabriel and the freeform jazz wanderings of Peter Gabriel and Soft Dog. But some cool instrumentation back there and atmospherics. It's kind of fun.
Definitely.
Then got a little up-tempo with The Smiths and Shakespeare's Sister, which is on the Barbarism Begins at Home single.
One of the great singles bands, The
right?
Smiths.
Yeah.
I mean, so many singles they put out that were not on LPs, yeah. And I love that.
And that was their whole kind of vibe to begin with. It's almost like the LPs are secondary. But, you know, you
totally.
Read Mars' biography especially, he talks about they just wanted to put out a single, record and do that. And that was kind of, you know... That, like, very old style of old British music industry way of doing things.
And Belle and Sebastian were kind of doing the same thing for a while there,
yeah.
too. A lot of 12-inch singles, not on the LPs. And then they put out their own sort of Louder Than Bombs with the Push Bar Man to Open Old Wounds.
Yeah.
Do you have that compilation?
Yeah,
that's
a
great,
yeah.
great compilation.
Yeah. So, and then I ended up with a band called Moth to the Flame that features local artist Dave Hahn, who's played in Astral and a whole bunch of other projects, hooking up with a woman who used to sing in a band called the Popinjays from back in England in the mid-late 90s for really cool dream pop. I cheated. It's actually a double A. But, you know, that's okay. It fits the general.
What does that mean exactly?
I mean, I guess you just don't want to...
You don't want to downplay the other side.
Yes. All songs are, it's like Animal Farm. All songs are equal.
I found one in my singles box last night that was only pressed on one side. The other side was blank. And the blank side was side A. The actual song was on side B. That was a Field Music single. I'm like, they're just trolling you at that point.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah.
They're trying to trick DJs into playing Dead Air.
which we do sometimes by accident.
That's true. Sometimes we have schmutz in the grooves.
There you go. What do you got up next, Dan?
I think we got time for like two more songs, yeah. Right? So I'm going to play a band that unfortunately no longer exists, but they were a local band called Sholi. I played a handful of shows with them years ago, and I've always really loved this cover that they used to do of the Joanna Newsom song Sprout and the Bean. It's the B-side off a single they put out years back. Oh, that's me. I think you're about to take off there, Greg. No problem. let's see. The A-side is Hejrat. I never know how to pronounce that, but the B-side is this Joanna Newsom cover, and I think it's an outstanding cover. And then Greg's gonna have a track for you after that, and then we're gonna sign off. I think we'll sign off now because we only got about 6 minutes left. So thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. It's Greg and Dan filling in for Jamie here on B-Side Dreams. Jamie's enrolled in a class that I think that's going to last for another month or so. So there's going to be a lot of these opportunities to fill in. I think Greg and I might come back. So you might hear from us again in a couple weeks. This has been really fun. And thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever.
Stay.